You see anything?
To think of it, he kind of looked like you.
Looked like me? So he was good looking.
Denzel Washington plays a small town police chief whose romantic entanglements drag him into a murder investigation in which he is the number one suspect. Out of Time ends up in fifth place. The new sentimental comedy Good Boy is about a boy and his dog, but this dog comes from outer space, and he can talk.
I have come here on an important mission from the Homestar, and I expect full cooperation.
What are you talking about?
Thousands of years ago, dogs arrived here from the Homestar to colonize and dominate the planet. All Earth dogs are descended from those dogs.
What Homestar?
This is why dogs and people shouldn't talk.
Matthew Broderick is the voice of Hubble, the dog. Liam Aiken is lonely little Owen, who adopts him. Or is it the other way around? The cast also includes Saturday Night Live alumni Molly Shannon and Kevin Nealon as Owen's parents. Nealon admits he thought about the famous warning by long-ago star W.C. Fields, not to work with dogs or small children. Ah, yes.
You know, I know that saying, the W.C. Fields saying, but I, you know, working in this film, I didn't have a lot of contact with the dogs. And the stuff I did have contact with them, it was very easy. You know, they were very well-trained and smart dogs, and they hit their marks. And working with Liam, he was just really unique. I mean, he wasn't like one of these spoiled child actors. You know, it's like, he's doing this film, but what he really does is he's a kid. You know, he rides his bike, he plays video games, he's got friends, he lives in New Jersey. And watching the film, I thought, man, he is really good. I mean, just the subtle nuances and kind of a minimalist. And I learned a lot from just watching him.
Good Boy laps up a fourth place opening. The writing-directing Coen brothers reunite with George Clooney for Intolerable Cruelty. The razor-sharp screwball send-up of Love and Marriage co-stars Catherine Zeta-Jones as a conniving divorcee. Clooney is the slick divorce lawyer who falls for her.
I think the fun part about these characters is they both don't really realize the trouble they're in sort of emotionally until they run into each other. You know, they're both sort of romantics in this horrible, horrible, like, screwed-up life that they live. And that's sort of the fun of it. That's the idea of a, you know, sort of a good screwball romantic comedy. We all know what the ending of a romantic comedy is. That's the toughest thing to do. And that's why, the truth is, it's why actors don't really do them that often anymore, is because it's very hard to do a romantic comedy and go, hey, surprise, they're going to get together. There's a shock. So, you know, these elements and the ones in this film seemed more fun because we know what's going to happen, but it seemed like the journey was more interesting and a little darker.
I assume you're a carnivore.
Oh, Mr. Massey, you have no idea.
Intolerable Cruelty debuts at number 3.
Look, I've got a hangover. Who knows what that means?
Doesn't that mean you're drunk?
No, it means I was drunk yesterday.
The School of Rock stars Jack Black as an immature wannabe entertainer who refuses to give up his rock star dreams, no matter how often people scold him to grow up.
I didn't want to say that to him. I wanted to say, go, Dewey, go. Don't listen to those people that tell you you can't. But, yeah, it's a celebration of immaturity. In many ways, that's my whole bread and butter.
He forms a new rock band with the young school kids, and each learns a lot about growing up. The School of Rock is in second place, bumped from the top by the debut of writer-director Quentin Tarantino's cinematic celebration of big-screen violence.
I suppose it's a little late for an apology, huh?
You suppose correctly.
You have every right to want to get even.
Get even? Even, Stephen? I would have to kill you. That'd be about square.
Kill Bill Volume 1 stars Uma Thurman as a betrayed assassin who seeks violent revenge on her former partners in crime.
I have to say, it was tough. It was tough to get there from where I started. But when I watched the movie, you know, myself, I almost felt like separated from it and divorced from it and was kind of amazed. Because, you know, he walks that black comedy line, and I always had this sneaking fear that maybe the joke was that I wasn't going to succeed. That was going to be really funny about me doing all these things, because, like, the sword fighting and the two styles of kung fu and two styles of sword and knife throwing and speaking Japanese. I mean, he couldn't have written me a longer list of impossible tasks to attempt and be expert at.
Graphically gruesome, with beheadings, dismemberments, and various other extremely bloody scenes, Kill Bill Volume 1 opens a new chapter at North American theaters, starting its run at number 1 on the box office chart, and the story concludes with Volume 2, due out at theaters next February. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.